From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's announced five-hour truce to allow civilians to flee Syria's besieged eastern Ghouta region failed Tuesday to stem nearly 2 weeks of fighting between government and rebel forces. Both sides accused the other of violating Russia's daily five-hour humanitarian pause. UN diplomats called for full implementation of Saturday's UN Security Council resolution that demands a 30-day ceasefire. Among them, the Dutch ambassador, Carol van Oostrom.
We saw what happened this morning. I think all of us through Capitol should continue our pressure on the Russian government to make sure that they use their influence in Ghouta to stop the violence, provide humanitarian access.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Moscow will press ahead with its plan. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said Russia is not adhering to the UN ceasefire because of its continued support of President Bashar al-Assad. Addressing U.S. lawmakers, General Joseph Votel, commander of U.S. Central Command, also pointed the finger at Moscow.
Russia's support of the Assad regime has not only propped them up, but has also added complexity to the Defeat ISIS campaign. Diplomatically and militarily, Moscow plays both arsonist and firefighter.
More than 500 have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment in eastern Ghouta. Nigeria's government Tuesday established a committee to find out how suspected Boko Haram insurgents managed to abduct more than 100 schoolgirls last week from a school in the northeast. The jihadists stormed the government's Girls Science and Technical College in Dapchi February 19, almost 4 years after kidnapping more than 200 schoolgirls from a school in Chibok that drew international attention. Nigeria's information minister said it will also look at the presence, composition, scale, and disposition of security forces. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea has announced his intention to retire. South Korean-born Joseph Yun, a strong advocate for engagement with Pyongyang, is ending his 32 years of foreign service on Friday. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
This was a personal decision. It's something that Ambassador Yun had made clear to the State Department. He had a conversation with Secretary Tillerson about it. We are certainly sorry to see him go, but we are fully confident that we have terrific, qualified, experienced people who will take this on and continue our maximum pressure campaign.
Friday, the U.S. imposed its largest set of sanctions as part of its maximum pressure campaign on North Korea to denuclearize. New U.S. Central Bank Chairman Jerome Powell told U.S. lawmakers the economy is strengthening, adding that previous headwinds have now become tailwinds, and pledged a cautious approach to raising a key interest rate, which affects borrowing costs.
The FOMC will continue to strike a balance between avoiding an overheated economy and bringing PCE price inflation to 2% on a sustained basis.
The bank known as the Federal Reserve is widely expected to raise a key interest rate at least three times this year, but some analysts said Powell's comments leave open the possibility of even more hikes. That spooked investors on Wall Street, who sent stocks tumbling nearly 300 points. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence reached a 17-year high in February, driven by a strong labor market and rising incomes. In Jerusalem, church authorities are to reopen the Church of the Holy Sepulchre Wednesday after Israel sought a resolution to a dispute over tax and land expropriation policies. The church, revered as the site of Jesus' crucifixion and burial, was closed Sunday as a form of protest over the way commercial property owned by churches has been treated. Hundreds of Christian pilgrims protested outside. An Israeli committee has opened negotiations with church representatives to resolve the matter. Former Venezuelan state governor Henry Falcon Tuesday launched his candidacy for president to face incumbent socialist leader Nicolas Maduro in the April 22nd election. Falcon, a ruling party defector, his bid comes as the opposition decided to boycott that election. In neighboring Colombia, at least five soldiers were killed, several others wounded, in a bombing attack carried out by Marxist ELN rebels. The government suspended peace talks with ELN last month in effort to end an insurgency that dates to the 1960s after rebels resumed attacks on security forces and pipelines. The Anti-Defamation League said it saw a nearly 60% rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. last year. The New York-based group tallied nearly 2,000 such incidents. The ADL cited a rising climate of incivility and widening divisions in society. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.